Welcome to the Eden Assignment, sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute. Nominate your martial arts hero for the 2020 AMAA Legends Awards Banquet. Visit our website, www.whoswhointhemartialarts.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. In my house today, my special guest and someone I respect very dearly is Chaplain John Scott. Chaplain Scott, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Doing wonderful.
Oh. Making sure you're there. Listen, I just got to give people a little bit of background on how our paths have crossed. First of all, and correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am, and I don't like to be wrong, sir, and I may not admit it if I'm wrong, but feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. You are a Vietnam vet. You were a medic in the Marine/Navy during the war. You have a degree in the science of psychology, and I'm not sure how far, if you're a master's or doctorate, I don't know that, but I will let everybody know you're one of the best speakers I personally have ever heard, and I only like two people, and you're one of them. So that's quite an honor. Chaplain Scott, I am ordained through your ministries, Rehoboth Ministries, and you were the longstanding head chaplain at the Denver County Jail Systems here in Denver, Colorado, for about 17 years before you retired, and that's how our path crossed, because I went in as a community chaplain for about 3 years and worked under you as a chaplain at Denver County Jail. So that's a little bit of our background. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know, Chaplain John Scott, he ordained me and he holds me accountable at least once a year. When I get together with him, usually at a Starbucks, and we sit down for a couple of hours and I go over every message that I'm going to be dispensing to make sure that he doesn't have a problem with it. I appreciate that, sir. I believe that we all need accountability because, we all have to study to show ourselves approved, but we need a teacher. And so I consider you my teacher, and I'm very grateful to have you with me today on the show, because what I'm going to talk about, you have talked about many, many times, but if it doesn't offend you, I'm going to take it one step further, if you don't mind. And listen, if you need to correct me, go ahead.
Oh, man.
Well, you know I talk a lot. But listen, Chaplain Scott, I really appreciate you being here. Let me just tell you the name of this one. This one's called Good Medicine, Bad Medicine. I know that you're multinationality yourself. I know that you have everything like me. I think I have more, given that I'm some aging and stuff. But I know that your ancestry, you have a lot of stuff, too. And in Native American tradition, they, when it comes to spiritual matters, they like to call it good medicine or bad medicine. And they believe that type of medicine can be dispensed not only physically through herbs or whatnot, but spiritually you can have good medicine or bad medicine. Okay.
Right.
Now, in martial arts, by the way, Chaplain Scott is a very high-ranked Taekwondo practitioner who started training in the 70s, so he's on my advisory board as well. So it's no wonder, sir, we're very similar in our paths. No wonder God put us in the same path here. But so I don't have to explain a lot, and of course I have a lot of karate masters out there that listen to me or karate students. In martial arts, O-M, this is something, it's okay, just let me demonstrate. It's like, it carries and creates a power in that vocalization when you do it out loud. And it helps you accomplish feats. It's when you actually vocalize an energy, for lack of a better way to put it. So okay. I'm setting this up, sir, for what I'm getting to. And it's about the energy behind spoken words. There's an energy behind them. This is going to be good. All right, sir. There's an energy behind spoken words. just like in the when they say we're creating an energy by just omming. Now, you know, I've really learned a lot being forced to stay at home. So I think spiritual people and teachers in general do take experiences, and then they kind of sometimes even go down what I call a rabbit hole in their head with everything that you're starting to discover. And one thing I've just been in awe of, I've just been in awe that this virus, this COVID-19, a microscopic thing, sir, can actually cripple and kill people. I'm amazed at that. It spreads so quickly around the world, and it comes from your mouth. I mean, all you do is you somehow touch your mouth or somebody sneezes on you or whatever, and all of a sudden you can be crippled financially. You can be crippled in relationships. It can even take your life, you know, and we always talk about the verse in Proverbs that out of your mouth will come life or death. Now, this takes it to a whole new level. It does. But it's just to give you an idea that this, sir, you can't really see a COVID. You can't see COVID-19, but you can feel it. And it's what Native Americans call good medicine and bad medicine, and that being bad medicine. And that there is an energy behind this virus because it's bad medicine that can cause such destruction. Well, the spoken word, it's the same thing. Things that come out of your mouth that you speak and you vocalize, it's an energy, and it quickly can affect any sponge in its vicinity, and even further, as you and I have often talked. So we're sponges. You and I are sponges. Our pets, our dogs are sponges. The plants are sponges. Our kids are sponges. Everything that has life to it is a sponge and able to absorb things. So I know you know where I'm going with this.
No, that's good. Go ahead. That's great.
Well, sir, I feel like the energy from our spoken words, if it is a negative energy or a bad medicine, just like a calorie, you can't see a calorie, but it has energy in it, and it affects our lives because we're sponges, and we absorb those calories. So this bad medicine energy, when it comes out of the mouth, all the sponges are going to absorb it. All the sponges around us will absorb it. And we need to be very careful of the things we speak because we are a sponge and we will absorb what we speak. We will absolutely take that in. So I'm going to pause for just a minute with just what I've said right now. And if you want to interject at this point on what I'm saying, please do.
Well, I do appreciate the welcome on the program this morning, and I do appreciate the subject, the title that you have, good medicine and bad medicine. And of course, that's all the way through the scripture. And the Lord tells us, as you mentioned already, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's all that can be spoken. It's either life or death, blessing or curse. And he gives us the power because God is love, and he gave us the power to choose. He made us just like him, but he doesn't make us do anything. He gives us the power to choose, which shows us how much he loves us. Now, whatever we choose, though, we're still responsible for it. Because, as you mentioned, everything that we say, it doesn't... Well, let me just mention this. We words are seeds. And whatever you say, that's what comes... Whatever seeds you plant, that's why he said, be careful what you say, because you're going to eat, basically, you're going to eat those words, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. I'm sure glad that I grew up on a farm. I'm not glad that my parents separated, we had to go and live with my grandfather. He had a small 300-acre farm. I like to say small, but anyway, it was a big place, but and we knew that if we plant it, not if we plant it, because we plant it all the time, there are certain things growing certain seasons. And there are certain, and you have to plant in the right season in order for that thing to grow and to produce. And once you plant it, then there's a harvest for it. No good farmer would go out and say, well, I planted, I've made my plants, I've planted all of my crops, and I'm going to take a vacation. That is not, you don't take until the harvest comes in. That's why he tells us when you say something, you're planting it, watch it until it harvests. Once the harvest comes in, he tells us that's when you get all the benefits. The harvest is the time for shouting and praising and plant, and once you harvest, you go on vacation, you pay off all of the bills, you do all of that, and you have a lot of fun, and you save the seed from the harvest to plant the next season. But you don't take off. Once you plant, you don't take off and go on vacation. You stay there until the harvest comes in. And when we grew up on the farm, and a lot of the seeds, I mean, a lot of the plants come up, they look just like the plants you planted. And they can look prettier than the plant. And we were out there chopping corn one time, and my grandfather always planted 15 acres, roughly 15, 20 acres of corn, because we had only 100 cows, 100 chickens, 50 turkeys, 2 guinea hens, 4 ewe lambs, 1 ram. The ram was really bad, but we needed the corn, you know. But we had 2 big gardens, and we had some other things. But whatever you planted, that's what you had to wait around. I mean, you had to stay around until the harvest. But in between the planting and the harvest, you had to chop out some weeds. Not some weeds, but you had to chop out the weeds because the weeds came up to take out the crop. And when you say something good, the Lord said, when you pray, you ask the Lord for something, you're to watch that thing until the manifestation. If you take off before the manifestation, he said, don't even worry about getting anything. You ain't getting nothing. And don't bother me about it.
Let me stop you right there when you talk about saying good things, because what you're saying is very interesting. You're making it very easy for people to understand, which is why I really appreciate your ministry. But you're talking about good things. You talk about how you have this bad medicine that comes out and sponges absorb it. Good medicine is the same way. When you say good things and positive things and you speak this goodness and you speak love, all the sponges around you, from everybody in your family to your pets to your plants, are going to absorb this, and they're going to flourish in it. Now, that is a scientific fact that even plants will flourish when you speak good, positive things and when you speak these love things to people. But, when we talk about these things, then the question becomes, well, what if I'm in a situation where someone is speaking this bad medicine or constantly being negative, speaking this negative talk around me? How do I handle that situation? And Chaplain Scott, you know, in the Bible, it specifically outlines and gives us detail on how to handle, quote unquote, bad medicine. Now, I know it's going to sound like I'm copying you a little bit, but listen, it's the greatest form of flattery. So let me. Okay, so first of all, when someone is speaking something bad against you, you know that we are made perfect in Christ. So whatever they're saying, if it's good, even if what they're saying is true about you, if they called you something, maybe there's something to you. You got to remember that we are made perfect in Christ. And every morning we can re-perfect ourselves because that's the price that he paid. So sometimes when you get mad because people say things, well, the majority of the time is because perhaps there's a little bit of truth in what they're saying and it offends you. But you have to remember, instead of getting offended, go get re-perfected again. Go get perfect again in Christ, because in Corinthians he says that you can do that, made perfect in Christ. Sir, in Romans, he says the renewing of your mind. He talks about how you can renew your mind. So when someone mentally is bogging you down because of their bad medicine, you have, through the power of Christ, the ability to renew your mind. So that you are this brand new creation every single day when you wake up, and it's not going to affect you. What do you think of that, sir? Is that good?
No, that is very good. That is very good. I like what the Lord showed me a long, long time ago. He said, don't offend and don't receive offense. I don't know if you've heard other people. I don't speak I speak a little bit of some languages from overseas and all that stuff, but there are a lot of languages that I don't understand. If somebody said something negative about me, then I would just treat it like a foreign language. He said, don't offend and don't receive offense. If you offend someone, you can get beat up or you can go to jail yourself. And if you, but if you receive the offense, that's what like post-traumatic stress and some of those other things, people are still receiving the offense from the thing. I used to ask them at the jail, well, how long has that been happening? They said about 10 or 15 years. I said, well, if there was a way to get rid of that, would you want to? You don't really make anybody do anything. You have to get their permission. They said, I never heard that, but if I could. Because what happens, it shows you how powerful our minds really are. The thing is not happening now, but you're picking up something and holding on to it that happened 10, 15 years ago or sometime, someplace back in childhood. And the thoughts, the scripture says, picks up an imagination. And the thoughts and the imagination, they're either going to be, if they're good thoughts and good imaginations, you're blessed. If they're bad thoughts and bad imaginations, you're messed up. Because that's where your faith is located. And God is very specific. God is very specific. He gives us, he shows us how powerful. He made us just like him. We're three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Now, once we, that's why it's so important for Christians to stop calling themselves sinners. You may sin, but you ain't no sinner. You're a righteous person sinning. And
because we're made perfect again in Christ. Yes. And it is absolutely. Yes. And I'm going to continue on because of a lot of us, like you said, we're sponges. We're walking around from this bad energy, this bad medicine that's been on us from our childhood even. Listen, get up and wring out the sponge, and you can guard your... There's also guarding. The Bible talks about how you can guard against, quote-unquote, bad medicine, or it calls the wiles of the devil, or evil, or whatever you want to call it. Sir, one of those ways, Ephesians chapter 6 outlines how you can guard yourself from bad medicine. It is a full armor. From head to toe, if you armor yourself with what Ephesians chapter 6 says, you're not going to be able to have that bad energy, that bad medicine, come up and take you down. Am I correct? Right. The full armor of God. Look it up if you don't know what it is, but it tells you how to protect your head. The helmet of salvation, sir, protects your mind, your mental state, your depression ability, your anxiety, your panic. The helmet of salvation. That bad energy that was put on you, that bad medicine, that evil, whatever you want to call it, you can put on the full armor of God from head to feet and protect yourself. Sir, the Bible says, the Bible says faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Love is a weapon, and it is a very powerful weapon. And if you swing love around with people who are expending negativity out of their mouth, then you're going to be able to conquer them. Everything that Christ says to us is about conquering with love, conquering with forgiveness, giving. This isn't to be a martyr. This is so you can defend yourself in the battle of evil against people who are speaking evil with their negativity. And I want to bring up one more point, and then I'm going to let you go ahead and say your thoughts. Music, sir. You have bad medicine that can come in pill forms, and there's a lot of pills out there. But to me, music is bad medicine in liquid form if you're not careful. A little bit of background. The devil is an artist. The devil is a musician. In the beginning, the head angel, God's right-hand man, Lucifer, responsible for getting all that praise up to heaven. He knows music. I want to encourage people that music is the language of the soul. It's true because it's medicine that will go right into your soul. And if you want to shut down any bad medicine coming your way, you can actually get in your state of praise to our God, our Creator, and you're going to guard yourself. You're going to put something around you to keep this from attacking you. By the same token, the devil knows that bad medicine can go in music and can come into your soul and cause issues. So you need to be careful what you listen to. Now, God has kind of wired me with a gift, and I have an ability. Listen, I did radio 12 years before I did TV. I was a radio personality. I listened to all kind of music, and once in a while a song will pop up, and I would just get a debilitating headache. I finally realized after doing some research that these were groups that would even have committed themselves over to the enemy. for the purpose of putting praise to the enemy in their music, and they went mainstream. I have that ability, but I know most people don't. I want to encourage you not to bow down and worship by listening to music that's going to have bad medicine in it and cause you such discord and sickness in your life that you're going to have to really go into a battle to combat those issues. Sir, this is amazing to me that just the vocalization of what you say has so much energy in it. You can make or break, you can cause life or death, but you got to be careful because everything out there living created by the Creator is a sponge that will absorb it. So make sure you're spending a lot of good medicine to your kids. You know, I know you already do to your pets. And maybe your plants. Do it to your kids, your family members, your coworkers. Expend this good medicine because you're going to absorb it too when you speak it.
Exactly.
Sir, I got a few minutes, and I'd like for you to go ahead and conclude your thoughts on the matter.
Okay, really, really, real quickly. You know, the enemy knows, God knows how powerful words are. Satan knows. But God said, my people are destroyed because they don't know. That's why Satan said, when he saw God making man, creating man, he was jealous. And he said, I can't let them, God speaks. And so he made them like him. So when they speak, it's going to happen. So I'm going to have to tell them, if they tell me I got to get out of the way, I'm going to have to get out of the way. I'm going to have to tell them that talk is cheap. So, you know, when we first heard that talk was cheap, you were about almost 1.5 years old, knew exactly what it meant. And Satan ain't messing with, in the world, there's roughly 7.5 to 8 billion people. He ain't messing with 80 to 90% of those people because he told everybody talk was cheap. So they messed themselves up with their own words. And words are very, as you mentioned, nothing happens without a word. If you look around wherever you are right now, did anything come into existence without a word?
No.
You'll have to say, no, it can't even happen. Nothing happens without a word. And a lot of times people want to say, well, God is in control. God put Genesis 1:26, you see what he did. He created everything, but he gave man control over everything. There was a man that spoke to the sun and to the moon and told them to stop, and they obeyed that man. The sun and the moon stopped. There was a man that said, King, it ain't gonna rain until I say so. It didn't rain for 3.5 years until the man came back and said so. That's the kind of work, that still is going on. And that was in the Old Testament. We are in a greater covenant, under the new covenant. Our words are very, very powerful. Nothing happens without a word. If you talk about your money, money sits tight. You never should have said that. Your money heard you. I like what the Lord showed me, and I'm finished. But I had an accident way back in 1980. I was working at one of the supermarkets, and I was making $450 to $500 a week and doing a little overtime. And then after I had the accident, they started giving me $950 a month, which one was most. You know, $950 a month, but they still had a big old car that's still like gas. And I used to run out of gas. I said, Lord, just let me make it to the house. And I make it to the house and come out and have to go, you know, but no gas in my car, I have to go get gas. And finally I said, Lord, you know, what can I do about this? There's something needs to change. He said, start telling the gas to stay in the car. I didn't argue with him. I just started saying, gas, stay in the car. Guess what that gas, people used to follow me around to put gas in my car. I was pulling over to the curb.
That's a different level, sir, where you're actually able to use your words. You can use your words to cause supernatural things to happen. Listen, that's very, very real. You can speak things into existence. You know, in a lot of the New Age movement or whatever you want to call it, they talk about speaking things into existence. They talk about the power of positive thinking. They talk a lot of things. I want to let you know it came from the teachings of Christ, ladies and gentlemen. This all came from the Bible, and they're taking Christ out of it, which is a pet peeve of mine. But everything you're hearing about this is already in that book of books that you have somewhere. If you don't have one, get it or go on your phone and read it because, you know, so I always say this, to me, the Bible, this holy book, this quote-unquote magical book, it's almost like an onion with layers and layers and layers. And the more you peel back, the more you start to see. And there's so much in there on how to live your life in a very supernatural, blessed way. But if you don't have this knowledge, you're not going to be able to live because, like you said, the lack of people perish because of the lack of knowledge, what the Bible says. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to speak the good things out loud, comment, vocalize it, make it come out, and remember, you're speaking good things that every living matter created under the reasoning of God are also going to be affected by the things that you say. You have to watch your thoughts, sir, because your thoughts find their ways to your tongue. They always find their way to your tongue. So you have to perfect your thoughts. And again, remember, if someone around you is having the negativity and they're not where they need to be, there's a lot of things you can do to armor yourself and to have the weapons to make sure these don't affect you negatively and cause issues and cause discourse in your own life. Sir, I think we said some good things here. I really do.
Praise the Lord.
And I appreciate your teachings. And listen, if people want to hear you speak and teach, tell them how they can do that.
Well, right now, we're at 901 South Monaco from 2 to 4 on Sundays. Right now, we're because of the situations right now, we're going to be closed down all of this month, the rest of this month. But we still are doing communication over the phone every Sunday. We're going to be doing our phone services today at 3 o'clock. But definitely are welcome to come by 2 to 4. And then I have a book on Amazon called Forgiveness, the Key to Pleasing God, which nothing works. Everything works by love. There are two types of love. And love of God and love of the world. And both are very, very powerful. And God tells us about that. So, but and I am going to be, I'm looking for a way, and I need some assistance with this to get on the, like Sister Karen is doing now and some others, so I can get the word out because the Lord has been probing me on this. And that's what
That won't be a problem, sir. I'm not real techie, but, you know, I know that that won't be a problem. It's not as hard as it is in my own mind. But listen, I'm going to go back to your book real quick. Again, if you want to get Chaplain John Scott's latest book, Forgiveness is the Key to Success, am I correct? Is that the name of it?
Well, Forgiveness, the Key to Pleasing God. And it's
okay. If you want to get this book, you can go to Amazon.com and you can Google a book author. It's John Scott, right? You go by John Scott on your books. And you'll be able to delve into a lot more of the things that he's even talking about today because I have that book. And you're going to be able to see more intricately on some of the things that he's talking about. We'll get along. Chaplain Scott, we get along sometimes, and we could kill, like, hours just talking about this stuff. It's so true because we were meant to have this power and ability, and you don't need to get depressed, and, you know, you don't need to go into this rabbit hole because you're at home and you're suffering a lot of negativity, not only perhaps from people around you but in your own mind because you're scared about things that could happen. Just like Chaplain Scott, he said, I spoke to my money. I spoke to my car. You can do these things once you have an understanding that you have the right under the new covenant to be able to do these things. What do we mean by new covenant? We mean the power of Jesus Christ, the new covenant. Because of his blood sacrifice, we have the right to an abundant life, which includes everything that we're talking about. And if you say you believe in Christ, and you're not taking advantage of this abundant life, then you are not living completely and fully and blessed and enriched as you are supposed to be, my friend. God bless you, sir. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, every one of my speaking engagements has been canceled. Except for the fall. And I'll get into that later on. I got some things coming up in the fall. But until then, you know what? Take this time to grow spiritually, to clean out and renew yourself, renew your mind so that you can guard against some of the negativity, that the bad medicine that's coming upon you. And just know that this won't last forever if you're struggling. I know sometimes it seems like it, but get busy spiritually and make this count. Sir, if you have anything quick to say, we got just maybe a 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
Okay. Remember, talk is not cheap. Whatever you say, that's what comes to pass. Death and life is in the power of the time. Don't talk about your money. Say money's tight. Never say that. And tell your money to come in. And that's the way God set us up. He's given us power to get wealth, but he may establish his covenant in the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's right. Money, we command you in Jesus' name to come on in.
Yes.
Because it's our right to have the money because of the sacrifice of Christ. Health to our bodies and our minds. We command you to come in Jesus' name because it's our right to have health in our mind and our bodies. Good relationship. We command you to come in Jesus' name because we have a right to have good relationships and good contacts in our life. We seal this in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, sir, so much. God bless you. God bless everybody out there. We'll see you next time on the Evening Assignment. Bye-bye.